We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Man, what a crazy day. Had a lot of fun today. Went over to the peanut blasting, hull blasting, if you want to call it, over at Sayre at the county barn there. OSU was there. The Oklahoma Peanut Commission was there. Everybody was there. All the peanut farmers were there. I don't know if every one of them was there, but I knew most of them. It was good to see everybody and even met a new person. I met Chanda Reynolds. She's an agronomist for Upterra. And her and her boss are going to come on the show in the future. Really, really sharp lady, and I'm so happy to meet her. Anyway, she kind of wants to home in on some of my corn business down around Granite and Greer County, or actually Kiowa County. But anyway, we'll have fun with her. So anyway, good deal. Peanut blasting went well. And I actually have you update. Interviewed Dan Nolan. Nallen and Greg Hartman from OSU, and Dan is from the Peanut Commission, so I got that clip for you here just a little bit. So let's check out what's going on with the weather. It looks like she's all in the 80s, and looks like Freedom, Woodward, Hollis, you are all tied for first place for being the hottest in the state at 87, 82 at Cheyenne, 84 at Arnett, 85 at Slapout, 81 at Beaver, 82 at Wheeler, and 85 at Canadian on the Texas state line on the other side. Anyway, well, let's get on with what we got going on. First of all, the text line is open at 580-225-9697. You got something you need to tell me going on with agriculture, be glad to check it out and repeat it on air. And also, we are live on 96.5 KECO. We're live, and that's out of Elk City and out of Woodward. We're live on 100.1 KWFX. We're live on Facebook. We're live on the web. And we're just live everywhere. And so check us out on any of those places that I told you that we're got the show going on. It's going great. Let's check out what's happening with the grain markets real quick. Corn for December. Futures 676. Everything looks like it's in the red except for wheat. March corn 682. May corn 682. July corn 676. Soybeans November 1445. January 1452. March 1453. Soybean meal October 426 cents. $26.50 per short ton. December's 419.20, January's 414.70, soybean oil October 68.50, December 65.96, January 64.91, December wheat 8.55, and hard red winter wheat for December $9.32 a bushel. March is 9.30, oats December 3.96, March is 3.99. Scroll on down here and see how cotton's looking. Cotton number two is, where'd it go? What'd you do that for? Hang on, it just rebooted. October is a dollar and a nickel a pound, and December is a dollar and three a pound. I did learn something over there with all the peanut farmers in the area. I think they're more shy than cotton farmers. I was gonna do some TikTok interviews over there, but I couldn't get none of them to interview with me, and Bandy ran off like a chicken before I could get a hold of him and do a little interview with him. But he's not radio shy, no. But anyway, I just wanted to have a little fun with him this morning. Hard red winter wheat cash at the elevators in Texas and Oklahoma, $8.81 a bushel. Corn is $7.65. And Milo $6.95, and soybeans are $14.69 a bushel. All right, let's check out what's happening in the world. Grain and soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amidst call for favorable weather in the United States and abroad. Showers are expected in parts of western Midwest and southern Great Lakes through Monday, and forecasts are calling for precipitation in the central plains and northern Midwest in the middle of next week. Harvest speed will increase in the next 10 days in the Delta region, and there's no threat for tropical storms coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, according to the forecast. In the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat seeding is underway, patchy rainfall is in the next. The 11 to 15 day outlook will be briefly aid moisture. So not looking too good for the southern plains as of right now, but things change. There is a, I think, 20% chance of rain around here today. Still, weather models are showing dry weather in the Midwest next week, parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, northwestern Iowa, southwestern Minnesota, Kansas, Illinois, and Indiana will remain dry in the late September. The area composes 25 to 30% of the Midwest corn and soybeans. In Brazil, meanwhile, rains this week favor southern parts of it. Rain is forecast in areas, a lot part of the where the most farmland is in Brazil. In Argentina, light rain is expected in several states, including Santa Fe, Entre Rios, and anyway, corn futures for December delivery fell 4¾ cents to $6.72¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for December delivery lost 5¼ pennies to $8.39¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures were down 3¼ to $9.23 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 7¾ cents to $14.43¾ a bushel. Soy meal declined $2.70 to $425.30 a short ton, while soybean oil fell 3 cents to $64.27 a pound. Well, this week's export sales report from the USDA finally made its return after a 3-week absence. They had a big mess up with some numbers about 3 weeks ago, and you couldn't even get any cotton reports on it. So hopefully these reports are very accurate. Corn sales for delivery in the 22-23 marketing year dropped to 583,100 metric tons in the 7 days that ended September 8th. And that is up from 816,000 tons the week before. Mexico was a big buyer at 283,000 tons. Guatemala took 135,000 tons. Unknown countries purchased 90,700 tons. And Colombia and Panama come in there at 28,000 and 24,000 tons apiece. Weekly shipments was reported at 426,800 tons. That's a lot of corn. Soybean sales also were lower in the first full week of September, falling to 843,000 metric tons. That's down from 1.47 million tons a year ago. China took about 440,000 tons. Unnamed country, 107,000. Taiwan was in there at 104,000. Mexico bought 75,000 tons. And Indonesia bought 58,900 tons. Exports for the week, 375,900 metric tons. Wheat sales, meanwhile, rose to 217,300 metric tons. That's up from 192,000 tons a week earlier. Iraq bought 100,000 tons. Mexico, 78,300. China, 64,000. Nigeria, 46,100. Vietnam was in there at 41,000 tons. This week's total would have been higher, but an unnamed importer, here we go, canceled cargoes at 206,000 tons. That's a lot of cancellation there. The government blamed the delays in the weekly export sales report on technical issues. Imagine that. Forecast for around the country, rainfall is expected in much of western northern Iowa today. Weather over the weekend might, however, turn severe with large hail and damaging winds up there. Eastern Missouri and western Illinois, storms might fire up this weekend with a couple strong storms forecast for the region. Saturday night. Isolated storms are also expected into northeastern Oklahoma, though any storms that move into the area will fall apart by early afternoon. Fire weather conditions may become a localized concern this afternoon across eastern Oklahoma. A lack of recent rainfall combined with low humidity values may allow any fires to spread rapidly. So there you go. Well, I got coming on later in the show, I got Russ Rundle will be in here. He's a legend up there in the northwestern part of the state up there around Laverne. You guys surely have heard the name Russ Rundle up there. He'll be in here. We'll be talking about the banquet coming up with North Fork Quail Forever. Be coming up September 29th. Talk about it, some birds, and pick his brain about it. Him and Ray, we've got Ray Boots Repair here in Elk City. They've been doing some serious dog training this summer, so I'm going to pick his brain on how that's going. Also, we'll have later on, I'll have a show coming up, a little clip coming up interviewing those guys over there at the Peanut Blasting. And meanwhile, as you guys know, tonight, the Sayre Chamber of Commerce presents the Sayre Shortgrass Rodeo Friday, which is today at 7 o'clock, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Sayre City Park and Rodeo Arena, located right there on historical route 66, 2 miles south of Sayre. $10 for adults and youth 13 years and older. Kids 5 to 12 years old, $5. Anybody under 4, free. Free rodeo dance each night following the rodeo. Be live music under the City Park Pavilion. Snack bar will be open. So, anyway, it's going to be a fun night. I went over there and helped them hang some signs up at the bucking chutes last night, and they're ready. The stock looks great. I posted a video on our Facebook page about it. You can check out the stocks they got going on. I was hollering, kitty, 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 to some of the bulls, but I couldn't never get them to come over and check me out. But anyway, I'm kind of glad they didn't. But anyway, today is the first day for the Happy Cap Hour. I want you guys to check it out on Facebook. The Wheeler General Store out of Wheeler, Texas. They are a sponsor on my Friday shows now for Happy Cap Hour. And I'll talk a little bit about them coming up here shortly.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Brian Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Studies show retirees with a steady paycheck in retirement have better health, reduced anxiety, and potentially live longer. Are you in retirement currently and relying on uncertain stock market returns to generate your paycheck for the rest of your life? Geopolitical events, out-of-control inflation, record fuel prices all create negative pressure on your nest egg. Taking income out of your portfolio while it's going backwards and paying taxes creates extreme stress on your nest egg, not to mention the stress and anxiety to you personally. Monthly bills need consistent monthly income without putting your nest egg in jeopardy. Let us help you create a predictable, consistent paycheck without the worry of future income reduction due to negative market returns. Schedule a personal meeting with us today and let us show you how we can potentially reduce the anxiety and create more certainty in your uncertain world. Give Brian or Briley Baca at Advanced Financial Strategies a call. Give us a call today at our office in Clinton, 323-6800, 323-6800, or check out our website, retirewithbaca.com.
The Depot Trading Company Men's and More store in downtown Elk City is one of Elk City's newest stores and one of Elk City's oldest buildings. When you step inside, you'll find a great selection of men's clothing, a couple of designer women's clothing lines, plus the most unique men's, pets, and household gifts, plus barbecue grills, spices, accessories, and indoor and outdoor party gear. And you can order online through their Facebook page. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More store, 318 South Main Street in downtown Elk City. Come on in and enjoy the ride.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentists before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face. And that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms. Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater. JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently on the Gabe Gadget here in the studio, 83.3 degrees with a humidity of 52, and the winds are only like 6.5 here, but I know they're higher outside the big tall skyscrapers of Elk City. Currently right now, live cattle is October 145.47, December 150.105, February 155.12, April 158.47, everything in the red there, down slightly. Feeder cattle for September 179.12, October 181.07, lean hogs October $96.42, December 87.87, and what do we got here, 91.50 for February. Here a little bit of few results from yesterday at Woodward. We'll go over some of those just slightly. 3,028 head was that this went through the ring yesterday, compared to almost 4,500 went through the ring last week. And then a year ago, 2,866 head was sold at the Woodward Livestock Barn. Compared to last week, feeder steers are $2 to $5 lower. Heifers are $5 to $7 lower. Steer calves, $2 to $4 lower. Heifer calves, $6 to $8 lower. All unweaned calves, up to $10 lower, so anywhere from $2 to $10 lower from there. Demand was moderate. Feeder cattle supply over 600 pounds was 57%. Let's check out some of it. I was looking through there, and yeah, it's taking a little bit of hit this week on the calves. 428 pounders winged was bringing up to 215. Unwinged, 418 pounders up to $1.89. 500 pounders, we had some winged 525s brought up to $1.90, unwinged $1.84. Get down to 600 pound range on the steers, we got $6.21, $1.89 for winged, $1.79 for 625 pounders, unwinged. Scroll on down here into the 700 pound range, we had 736 pounders brought up to $1.77.50, unwinged. 721 pounders brought up to $1.62 or $162.50 per hundred weight. And then we get down into the 800 pound range. We had 827 pounders winged, $1.75. Some unwinged brought $1.53, took a pretty good hit there. And then a big bunch of 985 pounders were bringing $1.64. So there's your market report from there. Well, I'm going to let you guys listening in on my interview this morning. I didn't produce it very good because I got back here in a hurry. But anyway, but you'll actually see how I act during the actual conversation with Greg and Dan. So anyway, listen to this, and we'll go to break and come back. And I got the legend of quail hunting in Oklahoma, Russ Rundle, in the studio with me already. So be right back.
It's Friday, and I'm over to Sarah County Barn here in Sarah, they're doing the peanut hull blasting here, check and see how far along the peanuts are when they're going to dig and stuff. And with me here, I got Greg Hartman, OSU Extension instructor and the entrepreneur for OSU here in Beckham County, one of my favorite guys. And Dan Nallen with the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. And anyway, I'm gonna ask them a little bit about what's happening and what they've seen this far. And I'm gonna hit up Dan about what happened in Caddo County yesterday when they did the exact same thing. Well, Greg, looks like it was a good turnout.
Yeah, we had about 27 producers. I think we blasted about 38 samples of peanuts here. So that's good. It's good to know in previous years guys have been able to go home and get their digger attached and starting, but it looks like today that they're going to have to wait as long as they can because the extreme heat we had, the lack of water that some of them had, Mother Nature provided, the peanuts are quite a bit farther behind than what they've been in the past. So certainly it's good to see guys can go home and maybe they can start getting some of their cotton out before they start on the peanuts this year.
Dan, exactly, you guys got these charts laying out here on the tables, and I'll post pictures on Facebook so people can see what we're talking about, but what exactly does this peanut blasting do? Does it tell you anything else besides time-wise?
Maturity-wise, well, when the peanut plant, peanut itself matures and you take that hull off, that's what we're doing. We're using these pressure washers just to blast the outer cover of the hull off, and then if it's mature, it'll be dark, very almost black.
Right.
And then as it gets lighter and lighter, and you know, it's farther and farther until maturity.
It's actually green.
Right. Still or white. Green. Yeah. Or they're white. Not ready. Yeah. Yeah. So it's so that's what we're looking at. So what you would like to have is a lot of mature peanuts, you know, and be ready to go right away. But we're just not there. The many, many days of 105-degree weather that we had just slowed down our maturity. So we got a good crop of peanuts coming. That's the question. Do we have time to get those mature before we start getting into freezing weather?
Right. And that was going to be my next question because frost is the peanut guy's worst nightmare.
That's right. It can cost to where the peanuts aren't valuable, you know, and so it can really hurt their profit or eliminate it, you know. So they're wanting to, you want to get as many mature and get them harvested and dried down and out before you can, you know, before we get to the freezing weather.
Greg, one thing on the, like on the frost, for example, once the peanuts are dug, are the farmers out of the, they still got to worry about the frost even after they're dug?
Certainly, they need to be harvested before you get a freeze on them, too. So okay. It can do lots of damage, and certainly, you know, this time of year, you want to make sure that you at least have some of that peanut hay left, too. So the colder it gets, the leaves will get dry, and you won't get much in there. So you want to be just giving all those cattle a bunch of stems and dirt to eat. So anyway, it's all important. It's the same thing with the crop itself and also with the supply of the hay that you can get off of there, too. So guys are really important to them this year because we just don't have any hay in the country right now.
Well, Dan, you was down in Caddo County when they did the exact same thing. Caddo County and Beckham County, if I remember right, when you come on my show last year, are the two biggest peanut producers in the state. What did it look like down there?
Very similar. Kind of similar situation. The heat did the very same thing in that area as well.
Okay.
I feel like maybe the yield potential might be a little higher in Beckham County, but, you know, that's hard to tell. You really don't know what you've got until you dig
them. Get in the truck.
Right, until you get them dug and take a look at them, and then you'll know how you did. But it's a very similar situation there. And we've got a lot of fields that need 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and some even a little longer for maturity. And that puts you into mid-October or later. And, you know, our average freeze in that Caddo County area is around October 24th. I'm not sure when's the average.
About Halloween
freeze.
Here for
yeah,
us,
or a little later here, and so it's that's the, you know, we're wanting to avoid that freeze. So, yeah, it's gonna bring us right up to the edge of it this year, and some people may just not be able to avoid that risk and just have to go ahead and dig a little earlier than they want to, miss out on a little bit of yield, but. You know, that's what we're faced with, so it's just...
It's better to have a little less yield than none yield.
Right, but we've had ideal growing weather the last 2 weeks.
Oh, it's been beautiful.
The crop has caught up, and if we can just get a couple more weeks of this weather, that's going to speed things up as well. So we still have we're still optimistic. Optimistic.
Well, Greg and Dan, thank you so much for joining me, and see if we got some peanut lovers out there.
I'm sure you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Well, the forecast for northwestern Oklahoma, Oklahoma Panhandle, and the northeastern part of the Texas Panhandle doesn't look great, but I got to talk to you about it anyway. You have a slight chance of thunderstorms today, 20%, 94 for a high. Tonight, 70 degrees. This is what I hate seeing, is these 70-degree nights coming back. We were in the 60s, and it was great. You got a 10% chance of storms later this evening. Tomorrow, sunny, 95. Sunday, 97. Monday, 97. And Tuesday, 97. It's just going to be hot after today and tomorrow. Anyway, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle coming up for you. But guess who's in the studio? The legend himself. Mr. Camera Shy's messing with my cameras while it goes, that camera on? Yeah, he turned it away from me.
Oh, I thought it put it right on me.
I got it on you. Don't worry. Okay. I got the adjustments over here. Russ Rundle, he is... a legend in the basketball, high school basketball in Merritt. See how Monty treats Paul Hightower? I'm going to treat you the same
way. Boy, this is bad.
So, anyway.
People are already turning the radio off, Jimmy.
Yeah. But, you know, since we added 100.1 up there at Woodward, you know, the listeners up there, they know who Russ Rundle is.
Well, there may be a couple that are old enough to remember, but
well, Russ, you and I both are part of the North Fork Quail Forever chapter here. We cover Harmon, Greer, Beckham, and Roger Mills County, and we help out a lot outside those counties. Our Quail Forever chapter here is a really good chapter, and you and I are blessed to be in it together. We got a banquet coming up.
We do, and we, you know, we have some I would compare our membership with any in the state or the region, but we really have some great Quail Forever members that help our organization a tremendous amount. And, you know, we do feel like we put on one of the better banquets, not only in the state, but the whole entire region.
Yeah, for especially, you know, Pheasants Forever, we're part of it. We're all the same, but we kind of separate the little birds from the big birds down here in our area since we don't have any pheasant. But for the size of the chapter we are, we got a pretty powerful backing around here.
It really is, and we've had some projects that have helped the young people, have helped Habitat, and, you know, that's pretty exciting to see.
Right, and we help I know you're like me. These shooting teams get us fired up.
It's amazing what our local shooting teams have done, and some individuals that have really done well. You know, we've got an All-American that won a national championship in
NCAA.
And then we have a couple of kids that have scholarships, full-ride scholarships in shooting. And then we have a ton of kids that are just excelling in the shooting sports and in our local town. So, you know, pay attention to those kids. And, you know, I don't care whether it's ag or athletics or shooting teams or band, but get those kids active. And the shooting teams are really doing a great job of getting some kids active that in the outdoors without an iPad in front of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing. So here, I want your opinion on this, because I get asked this a lot, and I'm sure you do too. Why does Quail Forever spend money on the shooting teams?
Well, really, we're investing in the youth, hoping, well, number one, to hunt quail, you have to have some gun skills. Well, it's really difficult now to get a 10-year-old, 12-year-old kid out and tell him to walk 10, 12 miles to find a couple of coveys of quail because of the last several years we've had a shortage of quail. So the shooting teams can get them out there and do something where there's a lot of action and it's pretty quick, and they can really have some tremendous growth in a short period of time. I mean, I've seen kids. I talked to a young man, Dyson Harmon, last spring, and he said he was averaging 15, 16 out of 25 in trap. Breaking the rock. And I talked to him the other day, and he had hit 50 in a row recently, and he's averaging somewhere between 22 and 24 right now.
That's a change.
In a few months, that's amazing. So these kids see success, and it's getting them out of the house and getting them active. It's putting a shotgun in their hand. And hopefully, if we ever get some birds that come back in numbers, they'll show an interest for quail hunting, and they'll already have the shotgun skills. So
yeah,
they better watch out when these kids get out there and start shooting those quail, because they don't miss.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, the thing about it is you take a kid that doesn't shoot a lot and goes out there, and, you know, all the crap we've been seeing on social media. I won't say his name down here in Texas, but you know who I'm talking about. Is, you know, you get a covey of birds up, and you miss a couple times. Well, I didn't hit them. There's a possibility you did hit them.
There really is. And, you know, he's windier in a barrel full of whistling lips sometimes. But he does have a valid point in that the shot from a shotgun can wound or actually cripple several birds if you are not careful.
I got a question for you that come in on the text line.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Russ, when you shoot those blank shells training your bird dogs, is that so they aren't surprised when you miss birds during the season?
They have learned not to be surprised when I miss.
Ask Russ how many shells he carries in his gun. That's what I gave him a hard time about.
I carry as many as I need. I can tell you this, my first dove hunting trip when I was about 12 years old or 10 years old, however old it was, I took a box of 25 and I harvested one dove.
And you didn't have any shells left.
I didn't have any shells left. And it probably hadn't changed a lot since then.
Dove's a little different than quail hunting, I can tell you that much.
Well, it's not any different with that quail either for me.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there since I get to hunt a little bit with you. Well, on with our banquet. It's September 29th at 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge here in Elk City. Tickets are available online, and that's the only way you can purchase them. You can't purchase them at the door. It's made our life so much easier since we went to online, because we had a lot of people calling in wanting tickets, and we put them back, and some of them wouldn't show. So we want a full house in there.
You might tell the listeners where online we can get get those tickets. I think it's through Facebook, and where's the other place?
It's actually really simple. It's actually in the Penny News. We got an ad in the Penny News running up till the banquet. But you go online to quailforever.org, and you go on there, and you'll see a tab down there not very far below the header, and it says find an event. So go in there and type in where it's, hit that tab, and it'll ask you where. Put North Fork, two words, and that banquet will come right up, and you click on that, and you pay for it, whatever you want. But if you do have any questions, mine and Rusty Wilson's name, and your number's in there, and it wasn't in there this year. Where did I mess that
Thank
up?
Thank you.
Anyway, in the Penny News, you can find mine or Rusty Wilson's number in there, and you call us, and we'll help you out, because I've had a couple of calls, and I've helped them out, and it's not a big deal. It's easy to find. But we got guns, drawings. We got games for kids to play. We got all kinds of stuff going on. And what is your main point? You always preach what you like about Quail Forever and what happens to the money.
Well, our money stays local. A lot of these conservation organizations and a lot of organizations, the money is sent to a central location and then divvied back out. And as most people understand, a lot of times the smaller towns don't get the big bucks.
The percentage. Well,
and all of our money stays local, and we try to keep the biggest portion that we can local for our kids or conservation. And we've really focused on pack saddle Ellis, black kettle, some on Sandy Sanders, but we would love to spend some money on Sandy Sanders. We just need somebody to come and ask us. But Marcus has the biologist at Pack Saddle.
French Quarters.
Yeah, Thibodeau. he is really, if you haven't been to Ellis or Pack Saddle in recent years, it's amazing what they've done with conservation there. And then he's teamed up with Black Kettle Management, and those three in particular have done a tremendous job.
Oh, yeah, nobody can predict even or the birds. The bird population varies. It goes in cycles. Yes, we wish we'd get more birds back like they was back in the 80s and the early 90s, but times change, farming practices change, everything's changed, and all we can do is educate people on what to do. And, you know, you and I preach about the Super Quail Highway, the fence rows. And I'm telling you, I got a couple of county commissioners from Beckham County and Greer going to be at the banquet this year, and we're going to pat them on the back in front of everybody, because they've been delaying the roadside mowing until at least the middle of July, just so the quail, because that's an important time for quail with their first hatching. And so what's that got to do with it? Well, road right-of-ways provide a lot of cover for them and a lot of food source, and they've done a really good job. I've heard some people complaining about it. But anyway, but just think of it this way: as a taxpayer, Russ and I are saving you a lot of fuel running those mowers up and down the road. So anyway,
that's really been Jimmy's idea. And what's ironic about that is some of the state leaders in the Quail Forever and even the national leaders in Quail Forever have latched onto that. Jimmy came up with that probably 6-7 years ago, and some of our state leaders in the Quail Forever, Pheasants Forever, and then even at the national level have latched onto that. And you know, I saw some articles in the last Quail Forever magazine talking about the ditches and bar ditches and right-of-ways and not mowing them and the value of that. And
right.
I think a lot of that, they probably don't give Jimmy enough credit for it, but he really came up with that idea several years ago. And it's,
we just want the credit for what we do around here. And but they, well, we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And my boss accused me this morning. Do you know Gabe?
I do know Gabe.
Gabe said I kept saying the Lone Ranger. I've never said the Lone Ranger. It's the Long Ranger forecast.
I would have to agree with Gabe on that. It comes out.
Well, you guys just don't understand Jimbonics. Well. So figure it out. Anyway, when we come back, we'll do that. We'll do the forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. And then we're going to talk to Russ a little bit about some bird dog training. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel, they're built better, they're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma, and all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 12th. 1,723 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 395, brought 207. 9 at 511, brought 170. 6 at 559, brought 185.50. 12 at 684, brought 162. 8 at 706, brought 181.75. 16 at 732, brought 176. 25 at 811, brought 175.75. 11 head of heifers at 460, brought 165. 4 at 490, brought 165. 11 at 543, brought 162. 3 at 622, brought 172. 12 at 683, brought 153.50. 20 at 744, brought 149. 9 at 1034, brought 134. Butcher cows were 35 to 99. Butcher bulls brought 50 to 117. Pairs were 1225 to 1400. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Again, good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 9th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,965 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 324 brought 238. 5 at 426 brought 212. 8 at 478 brought 203. 19 at 529 brought 193. 5 at 555 brought 188. 11 at 629 brought 171. 5 at 709 brought 168. 3 head of heifers at 258 brought 194. 12 at 462 brought 170. 4 at 538 brought 165. 5 at 575 brought 155. 7 at 677 brought 166.50. 3 at 802 brought 150. 7 at 874 brought 146. Butcher cows were 42 to 104. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 118. Bred cows were 800 to 1350. Pairs brought 600 to 1850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sales every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Introducing the newest flavor of our extreme chemical drink, Jittery Berry! Jam-packed with stuff that will make you dehydrated and weak. Sugar, sugar, sugar!
Hold up. All the sugar and caffeine and energy drinks will only make you crash. Next time you need a boost, try something refreshing and natural. Water. It helps you feel energized and keeps your muscles working at full strength without jitters or cramps. Stay strong, drink water, visit swapupok.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, people and their text messages. Hey, you know, we call our IDs, you Marcus, so we know who's asking the silly questions. Anyway, 88 degrees here in Elk City, 89 is the heat index. Forecast for the Hobart Farm and Garden forecast, Lone Ranger. I don't say Lone Ranger. That takes extra effort. It's the Long Ranger. Come on. It's exactly what Lacey Swope says. 92 degrees today. Mark, you just shut up over there. 94 tomorrow. 94 Sunday. 95 on Monday. 95 on Tuesday. And looks like the Oklahoma fall winds are here to stay because there's not a calm day in that Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Anyway, we got hey, Russ, I got a new Happy Cap Hour sponsor today, and I got to go over where did that go? There you go. Here we go. All right. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. If you have never been there, they're not lying. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint to barbecue supplies, they are the one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Hepley, take pride in knowing when you walk in their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all their product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feeds is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years now. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. They're located at 15868 Highway 152. You can't miss it. It's right there on the east side of Wheeler, coming in from the Oklahoma side, anyway, from Sweetwater. They're right outside Wheeler, Texas, and they look forward to serving you. And Russ, you know what I got to thinking about?
I do not.
You need to go ahead and retire from the oil field. I might keep this job here for a little bit longer. We'll go start delivering feed for Nathan, and I bet we can find us some new quail spots.
I'm afraid that might not pay as well.
Well, probably won't, but hey, it's all fun in it. And I got another text message in. How long since you've seen blue quail in Western Oklahoma?
2011
for me.
It's been a while. It's a rare sighting anymore.
Yeah, and I think I was talking to Ron Smith, big dog down at Sandy Sanders. It's been a couple of years ago when I asked him this question, and they said they've seen one covey of blue quail on Sandy Sanders, and it was on the west side of the highway. What is that coming out of Eric? Oh man, anyway, south Eric going to Hollis, anyway, on the west side over there, and they've got that going on. So that's the only covey that they've seen, and that country down there used to be blue quail country for sure. Well, we got our quail banquet coming up, and hopefully we usually raise $40,000 to $50,000. I think $54,000 was our best year that we've had, and all except for memberships, all that money stays right here. The membership money goes to the headquarters. They raise quite a bit of money on the national and the state level, so we get to spend it all here, and it's a great time, great food, ribeyes,
great prizes.
Yeah, great prizes, guns. All this is. Anyway, we got that coming up. So let's get to actual in the field training, bird dog hunting. You and Ray make me sick because every time I talk to you, hey, Jimmy, can I call you back? We're working dogs. Every night.
Well, Ray's been he's been cracking the whip on me pretty good. He comes over and we've both got a couple of pups, and we've been taking them out since probably mid-July every evening as it cools down the evening, and working them for a period of time. And then I'm taking a trip to South Dakota next week, and I've been trying to get some of my older dogs ready to take that trip with me. So we've been doing a little work out in the field.
Oh, yeah. Where are you guys going in South Dakota? Mitchell?
We're going to Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
Pierre.
Yeah.
No, they corrected me on that, Jimmy. It is not Pierre. It's Pierre. But, Jimmy's got a good friend, George DaCosta, that is from Idaho, right outside of Boise, Idaho. And he's a dog trainer, and I met him a couple of years ago. And anyway, George has written a book called Tips and Tales, and it's the number one dog training book on Amazon right now.
Has been for a while.
It has been for a long period of time. It's really a tremendous dog training book, and Ray and I have been following it almost for line. But he also has some podcasts that are really good, and then he's got some YouTube videos. Just look up George DaCosta on YouTube or his podcast. But his book, Tips and Tales, is one of the better dog training books that I have read.
And it's fun to read.
It really is.
You don't get lost.
It's an easy read. Anyway.
You're in there.
I'm actually in that book.
He
felt sorry for me.
I want you to sign my copy, would you?
I'm going to have George sign my copy. But no, Ray and I have been following that book almost line for line on training our pups, and really have enjoyed it. And our pups have responded pretty well. It's surprising what a couple of five-month-old pups can do, and they're really showing a little potential. And we've actually, believe it or not, in the area, bumped several coveys of quail with those puppies this year.
Well, speaking of the quail, the roadside survey's out, and it doesn't look like much different than last year.
It's not, and as everybody knows, sometimes in August it can be a little deceiving, I will say this, anywhere where they've had some timely rains, and there are some areas in western Oklahoma that they've had some timely rains, and there is some cover and growth, there are more quail than there was last year, and from what I've seen and what I've heard. Now the roadside count, they do the same 20-mile stretch every year so that they can be consistent.
Right.
And as you know, the birds have moved as the habitats changed and stuff over the last 15, 20 years. And sometimes those roadside surveys aren't just dead-on accurate.
Right.
But they'll do another one in October, and it's usually a little more accurate than the one in August from what I have observed.
Well, a lot less things are green, so
right,
the quail change their pattern. Because I think the quail early this year, in my opinion, went into the drought mode early.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks that those quail are going to hang around that windmill or that old homestead. Yes, you will find them there. But I promise you, if you can see, Marcus, for example, showed me a deal with a GPS deal, how it scares you how far those quail will move in one day.
That's right. And when you have the fewer quail like we have right now, sometimes if you hit it lucky and see a covey, it could sway that survey just a little bit. Or if you hit a bad day and don't see any, it looks
sway
a lot
it
worse.
The other way.
But it is obviously, and I don't think anybody would argue with the fact that the quail numbers are down a little bit. But
yeah.
I think we have some areas that there are going to be pretty good numbers.
Well, there's George. Well, you have pointers.
Yes.
I have Griff. And George, he raises Griff, but George trains a lot of different breeds of dogs up
right
there. And he's got, if even you've been to his place up there in Idaho, and you talk about the perfect setup for training dogs right in your backyard.
And George is truly one of the great dog upland game dog trainers in the nation. I mean, he really is.
We're lucky to know him.
His friend, he and his friend Frank Puccio, both are I'll just say this: I couldn't afford to have them train my dogs because they're They're on the upper end of the scale on dog training cost. So I read his book.
Well, you need to get you some rich friends to get rid of Ray.
Ray and I, we learned to read, so we're saving us a dollar.
So anyway, well, everybody, we're about ready to run out of time. And just another friendly reminder, the Short Grass Rodeo at Sayre is tonight at 7 p.m. Don't miss it. It's going to be fun. The North Fork Quail Forever Banquet's coming up September 29th at the Elks Lodge. Get your tickets online. And Russ is trying to hide from the camera. I don't know why, because he got a dirty cap on. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend, and God bless.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.5 KECO Elk City.
The White House calls it horrifying. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Reaction in Washington to what Ukraine's president has called evidence of Russian atrocities. Hundreds of bodies found in a forest after Ukraine recaptured an area around the second largest city, Kharkiv, from Russian forces.
Ukrainian prosecutors say some show signs of torture. In a few cases, they are seeing their hands tied behind their backs and others ropes around their necks. Some, yes, are Ukrainian soldiers, but above all, most are innocent civilians who likely had nothing to do with this war other than simply being alive and being Ukrainian.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Kyiv. Russia's president today reaffirming his goal of liberating eastern Ukraine. The U.S. still pressing the Kremlin to accept an unspecified offer aimed at securing the release of two Americans jailed in Russia, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan.
These two individuals ought to be home anyway, period. But we understand that that's probably going to have to be the result of a negotiating process, one that we're willing to participate in honestly and fully, and we've been doing that. And we await them to take the offer that's on the table.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby a short time ago as the president prepares to meet today with Griner's wife and Whelan's sister. West Virginia's governor just signing into law a sweeping ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, though it does include exemptions for medical emergencies and for rape and incest. Tropical storm Fiona bearing down on the Caribbean. It could dump a foot of rain in parts of Puerto Rico, even more in the Dominican Republic. But for the southeastern U.S.,
it is way, way, way too early to speculate about any possible impacts. Anything that happens beyond this point is wild speculation.
National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands now under a tropical storm warning. America is listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies semi-annual sale has arrived, and it's time to upgrade to the latest business technology. Save big on laptops and desktops with Windows 11 Pro. Plus, get amazing deals on server, storage, and cloud solutions, as well as top work accessories, including docks, monitors, and more. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for special business offers during our semi-annual sale.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma City area attorneys. 6303 Waterford Boulevard, Suite 120, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73118. Online at CordellCordell.com.
In today's fast-paced world, there never seems to be enough time for everything you need to do. There's just not enough hours in the day, as the old saying goes. At Davis Printing Company, we can't put more hours in your day, but we can save you some of the ones you spend on printing. From business cards and letterheads to full-color brochures, when you need printing, think Davis Printing. And remember, the most important time you spend all day may well be the time you spend with your children. This message brought to you by all your friends at Davis Printing Company, a family tradition since 1948. Call Davis Printing at 800-900-2902.
Red Hot Country.
God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sun.
Sounds like this.
And if I don't come back, don't come looking.
This is really good.
96.5 KECO.
from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last. First name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that was